Hello and welcome back to Julius's Motivations. And I'm your host, Julius. Anyways, guys, I know I've been gone for a long time. I know, I'm sorry. We've just been revamping everything, you know, making sure everything is set up for my book release. Yes, you heard me right. I will be having my first book release. Yes. Oh my gosh. Yup. I said it. I'm so happy. December 1st, 2021 is going to be the day that I release Whispering Spirit to the outdoors, to the general public. To you fine people out there. More information about this can be and will be found in the description box below. Also, you can find more information about different, you know, things that I will be doing, either on the podcast, on my YouTube channel, or just in general. You can find out on my website, which will also be in the description box below. Anyways, guys, it's been a long time coming, and here we are, a new episode. When was I gonna drop it? It's October, guys. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's been a long time. But I'm here. I'm back. And I'm proud. And before we get into today's episode, I would love to tell you guys, thank you. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for everything that you guys have done. Now, as we get into today's episode, here's a word from our sponsor. Welcome back. Today we are going to talk about a game. A game involving mirrors. A lot of people are scared of mirrors. Why? Why are you scared of something that helps you see yourself? Or is that the scary part? Are you scared that you might see a monster on the other side? Are you scared that you will see your true self reflected? You never know. Mirrors are tricksters sometimes. You never know what you're gonna get on the other side of that mirror. And just like in this game of Bloody Mary, you never know when she's gonna show up. So if you dare, come and join me on this journey through the mirror. The game Bloody Mary is very risky. Your objective is to summon Miss Mary herself. Your reward for this game is your proof of bravery. The roots of the mirror game, known as Bloody Mary, stretch back to a folk tradition practiced by young people in the 19th century. It was said that if you walked backwards up a staircase in a darkened house at night, passing a mirror as you went, you would see reflected in the mirror one of two things: the face of the person you were destined to marry, or skull. If the skull appears, it meant that you were destined to die before you got the chance to marry anyone. Bloody Mary itself
meanwhile, appears to have come somewhat later, although exactly when is a little hazy. We do know that the legend was firmly established in the United States by the 1970s by folklorist Janet Langlios' essay, Mary Wells, I Believe in You, published in Indiana Folklore, a Reader, in 1976, features several versions of the legend, which Janet had gathered throughout the years. And as for who Bloody Mary is, well, that changes depending on who you're talking to. To some, she's Mary Worth, who may have been either a Pertian woman who was tried and executed for witchcraft, or a woman who was killed in a car crash more recently. To others, she's Mary Wells, who might be the aforementioned car crash victim or a vanishing hitchhiker type spirit. Some say she's a vengeful spirit of a mother who lost her child. Still, others say she's Mary Tudor, the Queen of England, who reigned from 1553 to 1558 and became known as Bloody Mary for the executions she carried out against Protestants and the effort to restore Catholicism to England. For what it's worth, some have just suggested a scientific explanation for the spirit's appearance. It's said that staring into a mirror in low light conditions for lengthy amounts of time causes our perception of what we're seeing to distort and become monstrous. Perhaps the true monsters are simply reflections of ourselves. No matter what you believe, the one thing is absolutely clear. If you try to summon Bloody Mary, you do it purely for the challenge of surviving the encounter. How to play this game. Number one, you must choose your playing space. You may play this game in virtually any indoor setting. The only requirement is that your space be capable of total blackout conditions, with no light bleeding in from the outside, an interior room without windows, such as a bathroom, is ideal. If the only options available to you have windows, be sure to block them fully. Number two, gather your supplies. You will need a candle, matches or a lighter, and a mirror. Wait until nightfall, then bring your supplies to the playing space and enter it alone. If you haven't already, prepare the room, block the windows, set up the mirror. If necessary, turn out the lights, light the candle, and place it in front of the mirror. Face the mirror. Make eye contact with yourself. Be brave. Be fearless. Take a deep breath. And when you are ready, begin repeating her name, Bloody Mary. Say it out loud, beginning softly, but adding volume with each repetition. Repeat it once, twice, three times, all the way up to the 13th repetitions. 13 is the magic number. Speak the 13th repetition with finality. Then stop. Look in the mirror. Look harder. What do you see? Is it just yourself? Are you sure? Look again, but stand back. Do not place yourself within arm's reach of the mirror. She might scream at you, but you can handle screaming. If she's able to grab you, though, there's no coming back from that. If you survive the experience, extinguish the candle, turn on the lights, and leave the room immediately. Do not use the mirror again. Wow. There's a lot of information there, and a lot of warnings. I believe, number one, personally, I would never want to play this game. I was curious in my younger age, and I did it. And as you can see, I'm still here. But some people aren't as lucky. You never know. She can be out there somewhere, waiting for her next victim to say her name 13 times. Thank you for listening to another podcast, and happy Halloween.